In addition, many radicals were desperate to prove they weren't cowards for refusing to fight in Vietnam. Lastly, violence served as an homage to the true radicals and revolutionaries at home and abroad. Black Panther envy is a recurring theme in the history of New Left radicalism. The blacks were the real thing, and the whites were desperate to gain their approval and support. French intellectuals and Upper West Side liberals achieved new heights of sycophancy in their desire to prove their radical bona fides. They cheered when black athletes at the 1968 Olympics raised their fists in defiance at the American national anthem, not caring or knowing that the imagery was entirely derivative of fascist aesthetics. The fist, an Italian fascist proclaimed in 1920, is the synthesis of our theory. And when George Foreman paraded an American flag at the same Olympics, the Norman Mailer crowd called him an Uncle Tom. You can tell a lot about a movement by its heroes, and here too, the record reflects very poorly on the New Left. For all their prattle about participatory democracy, it's shocking how few Democrats ranked as heroes to even the peaceful members of the movement. At Columbia, Berkeley, and campuses across America, the student activists plastered up posters of Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, and Ho Chi Minh. Under Rudd's leadership, the SDS formed quasi-official ties with Castro's government. In Chicago and elsewhere, they chanted, "Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh." Mao Zedong's Little Red Book of Revolutionary Maxims became a huge bestseller. Rather than call these regimes fascist, which I firmly believe they were, we'll merely note the similarities between these third world movements and regimes and the conventional fascist ones. Mao, Ho, Castro, and even the Panthers were all ethnocentric movements of national liberation. This is precisely how Mussolini and Hitler depicted their causes. Hitler promised to get Germany out from under the thumb of Versailles and international finance capitalism. Mussolini argued that Italy was a proletarian nation deserving, like Germany, its moment in the sun. Mao's cultural revolution, his mixture of socialism and folk Chinese custom, fits perfectly in the fascist wheelhouse. What is Castro but a military dictator? Note the constant uniform, who has burnished his leadership cult with socialist economics, nationalist rhetoric, and unending Nuremberg rally populism. That Che Guevara has become a chic branding tool is a disgusting indictment of both American consumer culture and the know-nothing liberalism that constitutes the filthy residue of the 1960s New Left. Ubiquitous Che shirts top the list of mass-marketed revolutionary swag, available for sale at the nearest Bobo chic retailer, including a popular line of children's wear. Here's the text for one ad promoting this stuff. Featured in Time Magazine's Holiday Web Shopping Guide, Viva la Revolution! Now even the smallest rebel can express himself in these awesome baby onesies.